joining us from the BSU Beavers, the head coach, Jim Scanlon. And Jim, good solid 4-0 win, even though that first period, the first couple minutes, it looked like the Mavericks were trying to win this one from you guys.
Kel, you picked out the only 2 minutes of the game that we didn't dominate because we dominated this game.
Oh, completely.
Absolutely. It was shots for 42 to whatever.
After two periods,
and,
yeah.
It was an outstanding performance by our team all the way through. We did. They you know, obviously they're playing at home. I thought the first three shifts of the game were they had us back on our heels a little bit. But, boy, from that point on, I thought we really, really, really controlled. Even I think the shots were 19-6 after one. And
they were. 23.
Just a really, really solid performance by our team. Really proud of them.
Your team put up 57 shots on goal. That is a season high. It's got to be close to a record, isn't it? Nope. Andrew shakes his head. But that's an awful lot of shots on net to put up in this league, let alone any other league. But your offense was flying. And I know you talk about those first 10 minutes of the game and how whoever controls that pretty much is going to control the tempo of the game. Was that something going into tonight that you knew your team needed to do?
Well, we talked about pushing the pace. I just felt, overall we're a better skating team. We're a faster team. But the key there is we have to be moving our feet. We have to be moving the puck. And I thought initially, again, they had a good first couple shifts. And we were, I don't want to say we were standing around. But we just didn't get anything going. We spent a lot of time on our end. But at some point in time, it switched there. And, we started getting our feet going. We started getting pucks deep. I think Hannah's line had a great shift, mm-hmm. and that kind of just changed things. And obviously, when we scored, that helped. But all in all, like you say, to throw up 57 shots on the road, that's pretty impressive.
Kristen Huber's first goal of the game from Christine Grenier and Hannah Morin. And I watched it play out just below me here as I'm perched right above it. And Hannah Morin, such a great battle along the near boards. She played it to the corner, got it to Grenier. And Grenier tried to go for the wraparound, then finds Huber on the near corner. I know you talk about it all the time, those greasy goals. It doesn't matter how you put it in. It's just that it goes in, right?
Oh, exactly. We talk all the time about funneling the puck to the net, getting the puck to the blue, because anytime you get to the blue, now it's a scramble situation. And we scored the first goals like that. Tugi's goal is kind of similar to that. She went to the blue. And our last goal was just on the power play, just a great effort by Hubes again. But the puck's at the blue, and there's just, you get that scrambling situation, that chaotic situation. You just hope you can our player can get their stick on the puck, and fortunately we were able to.
Your team speed showed tonight when you got Stephanie Anderson out there and Caitlin Tugas both matching up on a couple of goals tonight. Of course, the first one, Anderson, was to Tugas, and of course then the next one, Anderson to Huber. Steph Anderson obviously probably got a little bit of confidence from her announcement of being on that Team USA roster, but talk about her speed out there.
Yeah, I know. I think that's a great point, Kelly. I think that's exactly and why shouldn't she feel good about herself? I mean, that's to get that call and to get, I'm sure she's still on cloud nine right now, mm-hmm. but no question, that's one of her strengths is her speed, and she's strong, and they had a great game. I thought Lauren Miller had a great mm-hmm. jump tonight, and the score was 4-0. But you saw down here, you saw some great saves mm-hmm. by their goalie. I mean, this easily could have been an 8-0 game with the quality chances we had. I don't know how she stopped that one from on Huber, more to Huber right in front. But
that one that happened in the third period,
yeah.
Late, yeah. I thought, and even from Huber's reaction, I think she thought she had.
Oh yeah, I think the whole bench was up. But give her credit. I thought she played really, really well for Mankato, and kept them in the game for a long time.
The defense tonight, your special teams obviously came up big. A power play goal and going 3-for-3 on the penalty kill again. Nobody can really get past this Beaver special teams. They've been so good this season. It's been fun to watch.
Well, a penalty kill for sure. It was, the power play, we had that 5-minute major power play, and again, we came up empty. It was like, I thought we had a real good power play in the second period. We saw some good things, and then we scored the one here in the third. So, again, anytime you can be plus in a special teams category, you'll take that. So that was big for us.
Brittany Mowat again, breaking records left and right. Poor Zuzana Tomchikova is going to be probably shaking her head at this, but Brittany Mowat with her sixth shutout. That ties a program record for single season shutouts. Tomchikova held that record 2011 and 12, so she's now tied with Z Again, another record by your goaltender.
Well, yeah, she's locked in. She's locked in. You can tell. She's seeing the puck. She's controlling pucks. She's out playing pucks. She's locked in right now, and she's doing a great job.
That one play that the Mavericks were down at the far end here, and she had to sprawl out to put her glove down on that, and it seemed like that puck was sitting at the top of the blue paint forever as a goaltender. I mean, I can imagine how stressful that is, but she again came up with a huge play.
Yeah, you know, that situation, we tell our defensemen, don't worry about the puck. You just pick up sticks and box out. I thought, you know, let your goalie handle those rebounds and clean up those loose pucks. And I thought our D did a nice job of that. And Britt, when she could, she jumped on that puck.
You guys got a little help tonight in the league standings. Wisconsin beat Ohio State with the win. Bemidji State's now in fifth place. Still 6 points out of number four as North Dakota knocked off St. Cloud State. And Minnesota defeated UMD. So things are kind of shaking out in your favor, but there's still three games left to play.
Yeah, we just got to keep on taking care of our own business, Kelly. You're exactly right. And, you know, as long as we keep playing like this, and as long as, you know, right now we're playing good hockey, and it's fun to see that. And if we can continue to do this, you know, whether we're at home, which is certainly what we hope to be, or whether we're on the road, we'll be looking to play. We're looking forward to playing whoever we have to play.
Coach, congrats on the win. We'll talk to you tomorrow again in our pregame.
Thanks, Kelly. Really appreciate it.
Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Benning Communications postgame show. Again, a big win for Bemidji State as they inch their way toward home ice. I still have a lot of work to do, but as long as they're doing what they need to do and that they can control on their end, that's all that they can do. And right now, like Coach said, playing their best hockey of the season.